Hello, okay, folks. Hi, this is Mary Sutherland, and we are back. Thank you for waiting, and we want to remind everyone that we have the Burlington Vortex Conference coming up in October, and we have special guest speakers, and by next week we should be starting our special show on the road to Burlington, and so all the speakers will be on there. We'll keep you updated on the radio show of who's going to be where, what time, and all the different events that's going to be going on. And now we're back with Dr. Susan Shumsky. And anyhow, you've been in, as far as I can understand, you were in the, with the yoga of, or the yogi at of the Beatles. And that you were up there in the mountains for years. What was that? 20 years or something like that. How long were you there?
I was in Maharishi's ashram in Europe, in Poland, in India, in Rishikesh, and other places in India, and also secluded areas of the United States. He had many, many ashrams. He had a very big organization, and I was involved in that organization for 20 years. And he was he was the guru of the Beatles and of Deepak Chopra and many other famous people. I mean, those are probably the most famous people that he was the guru of. But in any case, I was with him for a very, very long time. And that was much earlier in my life, obviously. 22 years have passed since then, and the new God and those physics since then.
And now you're here in the United States.
Yes, and I have lived in the United States for most of my life. It's just I did spend some time with Maharishi, and I was on his personal staff for 7 years as well.
And now, your latest book, it teaches you how, from what it describes, it teaches you how to hear the voice of God.
Right, and when I say the voice of God, I'm speaking about your own higher self, which is God within you, and your own intuition. Developing your own intuition, your own ESP, being able to listen to that inner voice and allowing that voice to guide you. Because, it's difficult for many people to really make clear decisions and to feel really confident in their decisions. But when you have a self counselor or an inner guide or inner guru within you to guide you, then you can make really wise choices in your life, wise decisions with peaceful confidence. And that's what having this inner connection really helps you to do. It's a very profound and meaningful connection to be able to experience the divine presence within you and to be guided by that divine voice in your everyday life.
And how do you tap into that? How does one tap into that, and how do they know that they've tapped into it?
Exactly. Well, we would tap into it through meditation. In fact, I'll give you the secret right now of how you can hear the voice of God. Very, very simple. All that you have to do is just sit down in the chair and close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, get quiet and still and centered and balanced within yourself, and then simply ask. You ask a question, or you ask for guidance, or you ask for inspiration, or you ask something very specific, and then you just take another deep breath, and then you just simply wait and allow that loving presence of God to give you the answer, to speak to you, either through words, through visions, or through feelings. Those are the three basic ways that we receive the message from Spirit, with a capital S, is by either hearing some words in your mind, or feeling some profound feeling, or like a gut feeling, being led in a certain direction, or by seeing visions. So it would be clairaudience, clairvoyance, or clairsentience. But really, everyone has this ability. It's not like, you have to be a psychic to do it, or you have to have ESP to do it. In fact, everyone is already doing it. We're already receiving promptings. We're already led in certain directions, in our life. For example, if you feel, oh, you know, I really have a hunch, I really feel I should do this, or this just feels right to me, or sometimes they even regret, you know, oh, I really wish, I just knew I should have made that investment, or I knew I shouldn't have gotten in that relationship, or I just had a bad feeling about that business partner, or whatever it is, you know. We have an inner sensing that guides us already. All we need to do is just tap into that and develop it more, practice more with it.
Well, now you're saying that you have to, you do this through meditation. What happens if you're too busy to meditate?
Okay, well, if somebody...
Because, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people out, out here in the world that, you know, just, you know, especially the way it is anymore, people are, you know, working two jobs, trying to come home and take care of their family and, you know, and you know, the various things that, you know, encompasses us, you know, in running a household and taking care of the family and worrying about bills and things like that. A lot of times people, they have enough time to come home, grab something to eat, and then the next thing they know, they're sitting on the couch. So what happens to these people? I mean, they don't have the time to meditate.
Okay. So it is not necessary to do a formal meditation in order to hear the voice of God. All you need to do is exactly what I said, and that is to take a few deep breaths, get quiet and centered and still within yourself, and then simply ask the question. And then after you've asked the question, you do what I call the do-nothing program. That means you do nothing, nothing, and less than nothing. And then the answer will come to you in that still, small voice within your heart. Either you'll see it, hear it, or feel it. So this is not a process where you have to spend long, long hours of meditation or anything like that. Even though I was in an ashram and I did that for 20 years, that doesn't mean that people who want to hear the inner voice have to do that.
Now, you said that your personal speech master was Maharshi Mahesh. Is that correct?
Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, I was with him, yes, when I was much younger, yes.
But now, are they teaching God, per se? How are you defining God? Because there's a lot of people that have other paths besides, you know, in more of the Christian God.
So the thing is, first of all, I just want everyone to know that not practicing Vinyasa meditation that I was taught by my guru, which is called transcendental meditation. I'm not even practicing that anymore. What I practice is called divine revelation. That's what I teach. And divine revelation is ecumenical. It's not for any particular religious path or religious persuasion. It is experiencing the voice of God within you in whatever form you believe God to be. Therefore, if you are a Christian, then you will meditate and you will experience probably Jesus or the Holy Spirit. You know, if you're Jewish, you'll probably experience Hashem. If you're Hindu, you might experience Lord Krishna, Durga, Ganesh, or one of the divine beings. And if you're more in the deep tradition of New Age, perhaps you'll be in contact with an angel or angelic presence or perhaps even Holy Spirit, whatever. But the fact is that anyone and everyone can hear the divine voice